清楚。
Tonight before we come up to pray together, we're going to continue to study the book of Acts.
今天晚上我们要继续来查考《使徒行传》。
So we can see, several weeks ago, we studied the first time of Peter ministry.
上一次我们提到这个是彼得第一次的宣道工作。
We know from chapter 1 to chapter 11, God used Peter mightily.
从《使徒行传》一章到十一章，就是神大大的使用彼得。
And this is according to the promise of Christ.
这就是根据主耶稣他的应许。Because
Christ told Peter, on him he will build his church.
因为主耶稣应许说，彼得在你这个磐石上，我要建立我的教会。That's
why we can see in chapter 9, during that time, he did many miracles and signs.
所以在第九章记载当时候的彼得行了很多的神迹奇事。
Even though during that time Saul was converted to be a Christian, but nevertheless God did not use him yet.
虽然说当时候的扫罗刚刚信主，但是神没有开始重用他。
But during that time he continued to use Peter.
神还是继续的使用彼得。
So that's why chapter 9 verse 32 to 35 you can see that Peter healed Ananias.
所以在第九章三十二节说，彼得他医治的这以尼亚。
And then from verse 36 to 43, he also restored Dorcas to life.
36节到43节，彼得是多加复活。
And Peter was also in chapter 10, the one that preached to the first Gentile family.
在第十章，这个彼得也是第一位使徒传福音给外邦人。
So during this time, by the mighty hand of God, Peter be able to cross the race barrier.
所以借着神大能的手，彼得他能够突破这个种族的界限。
I see at from chapter 1 to chapter 11, I tried to compare Peter and to Saul.
所以从第一章到十一章，我要比较当时彼得跟扫罗的关系。
See from chapter 1 to chapter 11, many people came to believe and was baptized.
这第一章到十一章，有很多人来信主而且受洗。
But actually, during the ministry of Paul, not too many people come to believe.
但事实上，在保罗传福音的时候，没有很多人来信主。
Especially at the end of book of Acts.
尤其是在到使徒行传结束的时候。
Even Peter, he's only a fisherman.
虽然说彼得他只不过是一个渔夫。
But because the Holy Spirit with him and God was in the midst of him, so he can preach a mighty sermon.
但是因为神跟圣灵他同在，所以他能够带有能力的来宣扬神的道。
Of course, Paul, he's also filled with the Holy Spirit.
当然保罗他也是被圣灵所充满。
And Paul also was very eloquent.
保罗而且是很有口才。
And God was also with him.
神也与保罗同在。
But the purpose of Paul is not for him to be baptized, but to baptize people, but rather go out and spread the gospel everywhere.
但是神使用保罗的方式，不是他要为多人施洗，而是要出去宣扬神的福音。
So this means no matter what, if God's with us, his will can be done.
所以不管是如何，都是神与我们同在，神的功就可以得到完全。
Even though sometimes, every single year, we don't baptize many people.
所以虽然说，这个几年来，好像我们受洗的人不多。
But if we as a church, we are close to God, and then truly we will do the will of God.
但是就是我们整个教会，我们亲近神，我们就可以继续的做神的功。
Because our ministry, not only outside to preach to those who do not believe, but also to help one another to reach the heavenly kingdom.
因为我们的工作不仅是只有对外来传福音，我们对内也是帮助弟兄姐妹，到最后我们能够进天国。
So that's why we should not measure our church by the numbers how many people are baptized.
所以我们不要用多少人受洗来衡量我们教会的工作。
But rather how many of us are very close to God and we can work in one accord.
而乃是有多少人我们会让亲近神，而且我们可以彼此同心的兴旺福音。
Because working in one accord is more important than for us to go out there and preach the gospel and baptize many people if we are not strong inside the church ourselves.
因为我们大家在彼此同心来做神的工，比往外使多人受洗还更重要。
But if we be able to work together automatically, God will use us to go out there and preach the gospel.
因为都是我们大家能够彼此同心，神也同时可以用我们。 到外面传福音，使多人信主。
Sometimes it's sad when I hear about different churches when they cannot work in one accord.
有时候听到有些教会内中有问题，这个同工没有办法同心的来做圣工。
Even though the members are few and they cannot work in one accord, then how can God work with us? It's impossible.
虽然人数少，但是这教会大家都不能同心。 那这样子我们怎么期盼神能够跟我们同工呢？
In the book of Acts, it's only one time that you can see two times that they were arguing about certain things, the members.
在这个《使徒行传》这本圣经只有两次 在他们当中有争执。
And each time they have this kind of problem, they resolve before they depart from one another.
但是他们常常就是先把问题解决了，在他们彼此分开之前。
So because of this, they build or establish a strong foundation during the time in the early years to build up the church of God.
所以在早年的时代，他们可以建立美好的根基。
So let's now continue to study Peter ministry, the third section.
再看到这个第三段这个彼得他的这个传福音 的执事。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
我们看这个使徒行传的第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传的第十章。
Verse 33.
第三十三节。
So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now therefore we are all present before God to hear all things commanded you by God.
在这里讲说是，所以我立时打发人去请你，你来了，很好，现在我们都在神面前要听主所吩咐你的一些话。
Actually, the reason that Peter can preach the gospel to Cornelius' household because of God's intervention.
这个彼得能够在哥尼流一家传福音，这是因为神他自己的参与。
And you can see that Cornelius, during that time, he brought many other people also to come to hear the word of God.
当时的哥尼流他也带了很多人来听彼得的讲道。
So during the time when Peter preached to them.
所以彼得就向他们开口说话。
Not only Cornelius was saved, but also his household, also his friends.
不仅是哥尼流他一家包括他的朋友亲戚都在里面。
Because in chapter 10 verse 48 it says, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord.
因为这个第十章四十八节说就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。
It says he commanded them. This means more than one person got baptized during that time.
所以就吩咐他们意思就是说不止一个，那是一个以上。
It must all be those people come to hear the word of God during that time.
那些来听彼得说道说话的人，他们都施洗了。
But you can see that during the time, the way Peter shared the word of God to Cornelius' household.
我们可看见彼得怎样子向哥尼流一家人来传说神的福音。
Even though during the time he knows that the Gentiles, right, before he saw the vision, he know that the Gentiles were unsafe or unclean during that time.
在他还没有看到异象之前他也知道这些外邦人他们是。这个没有得救的。
So because of this, in verse 34, it says, Peter opened his mouth and said, In truth, I perceive that God showed no partiality.
所以三十四节彼得就开口说，我真看出神并不偏待人。
Actually, during the time Peter, he preached a very simple message to Cornelius' household.
事实上彼得所传的这个在哥尼流一家所传的福音是很简单的信息。
And even though it's simple, but the power was which was in his preaching.
虽然说这个信息很简单但是神的能力在他的这个讲道当中显出来。
If we continue to read from verse 35 and on, we know that he just talking about Lord Jesus Christ, how he died and resurrected again.
因为从三十五节以下就看见彼得的讲道只有简单的介绍主耶稣怎样子这个受死这个复活。
So during the time, why did they listen to the word of God and the Holy Spirit fell on all of them?
所以当一切听到的人听彼得说话的时候，那么圣灵就降在一切听到的人身上。
Because during the time, Peter and also the other brethren heard that the household of Cornelius started speaking tongues.
因为这个这个同彼得同来的信徒就见证这个神的圣灵恩赐也浇灌在外邦人身上。
So that's why again, verse 48, Peter.Commanded them to be baptized.
所以在四十八节，彼得就吩咐他们奉主耶稣的名来受洗。
So that's why in the early years we can see when people come to believe, we baptize them right away.
所以可以看见当时候就是有人相信，就马上给他们施洗。
For example, in Ghana.
比方说在加纳的地方。
When we started church in 1985, many people come on that day if they believe, and then they would be baptized.
1985年的时候，很多这个加纳的人他们来听福音。都是接受了，当天就给他们洗礼。
Actually, if we look at the context of the believer, I mean the one who seek for the word of God during this time, they already are virtuous, they already are righteous people.
那我们看见就是来听福音的那些人当时候他们已经是这个很有这个好的品性的人。
Just like Cornelius, he was a devoted man, one who feared God and all his household, and one who had a generous heart.
就好像说哥尼流他是这个多行善事的一个好人。
But nowadays, the reason we baptize people, you know, later on, because not a lot of people have this kind of characteristic.
啊，但是现在我们不寄给人施洗啊，因为现在的人并不具备啊这些好的条件。
Because nowadays people's heart are not so easy to accept the word of God.
啊，因为当今世代的人啊，人心啊没有办法这么容易的接受神的道。
You can see even some believers they can come for eight months to a year to study the truth, but after baptism they can be gone very quickly.
啊，因为一个人啊，这个八九个月啊来这个慕道。啊，但是受洗之后啊，不久很快也离开了教会。
That's why the last time I shared with you in Boston, this Jewish fellow he wanted to come to a church and get baptized.
啊，所以上一次有提到说啊，有一个啊，这犹太人来我们教会查考道理啊，他就要求我们给他洗礼。
Actually, when I went to Boston last week, actually he's not a rabbi. He's not a rabbi.
啊，上个礼拜我去的啊，我过去说。啊，他是个 rabbi， 但事实上他并不是。
But he went to seminary school for 4 years.
啊，但是呢，他到这个神学院去读了四年的书。
When he came to church, he's very excited. He wanted to be baptized right away.
啊，他找到我们教会的时候，他非常的兴奋。啊，他马上要洗礼受洗。
Of course, from the past experiences, we know he needs to continue to learn the truth.
啊，当然从过去的这个经验。啊，我们知道他必须要再继续的来查考真理。
Because if he does not have a strong foundation, then it's very easy for him to leave the church also.
啊，因为他都是没有一个很好的这个道理的基础啊，那么以后他就很容易就离开教会了。
But during Peter's time, the people they're more faithful to God.
啊，在彼得的时代，那当时的人啊，对神比较有信心。
And all they need to understand that Jesus is the Messiah.
啊，他们所需要知道的就是说耶稣就是弥赛亚。
So that's why after that Peter wanted them to be baptized.
啊，所以因为这样，所以彼得要给他们洗礼。
But if we continue to study in chapter 11.
啊，我们就是继续读到十一章。
We know during the time, the brethren and the apostle during the time gave Peter a hard time.
啊，好像当时候这个使徒跟犹大的众弟兄。啊，他们啊，这个质问啊，这个彼得给外邦洗礼的事。
You can see in verse chapter 11 verse 1 it says, Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentile had also received the word of God. Verse 2.
第二节。
And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him. Verse 3.
啊，第三节。
Saying, You went in the circumcised men and ate with them. Verse 4.
第四节。
But Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying, Verse 5.
第五节。
I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in the trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet.Let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. So we can see from verse 1 until verse 18, this is the time that Peter had to explain himself why he needed to go to Cornelius' household.
啊，所以啊，《使徒行传》的第十一章第一节到十八节啊，就是彼得他解释他为什么到外邦人哥尼流家去传福音。
But during the time that Peter did not see the vision from God,
啊，那个时候呢，啊 ，Peter didn't see the vision from God.
He saw the vision during a time before he see the vision of the sheet coming down from heaven.
啊，就是这个啊，这个之前啊，他看到这个异象啊， so, 就是从天上降下来的一块大布。
So if he did not see that vision, then be impossible for him to explain to the brethren why did he have to go to preach to Cornelius' household.
啊，若是彼得没有看到这个布从天降下来的异象。那么他就没有办法解释他为什么到外邦人家去传福音。
So because of this vision, when the brethren contended with him, then he'd be able to explain to them what God have done for the Gentile for Cornelius' household.
啊，所以当这个使徒跟众弟兄质问他这件事情的时候，啊，他可以来向他们解释。
So because of this, and then they'd be able to listen to him and then accept the will of God.
那么因为这样子，他们听到他的见证，啊，可以来接受神他的旨意。
So, and not only that, but in verse 12, we know that he also brought six brethren with him to be with him during that time when he went to Cornelius' household.
啊，而且在十一节那里，同时呢，啊，他也带了啊这个啊一些人啊跟他到哥尼流家去。
So, because they're with him, so they also can see that the Cornelius' household also received the Holy Spirit to be a witness that they also are chosen people of God.
啊，所以啊，这个六位弟兄啊跟彼得。啊，他们可以同时见证啊，这个哥尼流一家啊，这个他们借着圣灵的带领啊，他们能够信主啊，这是出于神的旨意。
But actually, for Peter to be able to answer to all the believers during the time and the other apostle, actually is also by the grace of God.
啊，那么彼得也是借着神的恩典啊，能够见证啊，为什么他会到外邦人家去传福音
？And another thing too, even though Peter he was the leader during that time of the you know, of all the believers.But the believers, when it seemed to them when something wrong, they also confronted with him and talked to him to see, you know, what he do is according to God's will or not.
啊，因为虽然说是彼得啊，是当时候教会的领导啊，但是众弟兄跟其他的使徒啊，他们也要问啊，这个彼得啊，他为什么这样做
？So in this way, for us, we should learn from them.
啊，所以这样子的方式也是我们该学习的。
Because on the end days, many people will come to try to deceive us in many things.
啊，因为在这末后的时代，也有很多人啊，他们进到我们当中啊，这个想要这个欺骗我们
，including the workers of God.
啊，也包括其他的这个神的工人。
So that's why for us, when we, you know, we have to be well versed in the Bible.
啊，所以我们本身啊，要非常熟悉圣经才行。
Because sometimes maybe I say something wrong, and then you also can come up to me and tell me, "Hey, Rudy, maybe this thing is not according to the Bible."
啊，因为有时候啊，我这个啊误解的圣经啊，你们也可以来跟我讲说，你这样子是不根据圣经的。
Not only with me, but also for every single workers, and also with other brothers and sisters.
啊，不仅是啊对这个教会的这个传道啊，对教会的其他弟兄也是这样子的。
Because nobody in church is above the word of God.
啊，因为没有一个人啊在教会里面啊，他有高过于神的话的权柄。
So that's why we should not be afraid to ask each other questions, right, concerning the word of God. If you think someone is doing something wrong.
啊，所以我们都是觉得有些人他们啊，这个行的不合乎道理的话啊，我们可以借着神的话来问他们这些事。
But if it's according to God's will.
啊，但是若是根据啊神的旨意的话。
Then when someone explains something to us.
那么他们来跟我们解释他们做的事。
Or when someone preaches something according to God's will.
啊，或者是某一个人啊，他根据神的旨意来讲道。
Because every single one of us have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will give us peace and joy, and the Holy Spirit also will guide us. To know all truth.
啊，因为我们众弟兄姐妹，大家都有圣灵的内住啊，所以有圣灵的带领啊，我们会啊行事啊，会觉得心里头平安。
But the danger is if you do not talk to one another.
啊，但是问题就是啊，若是我们没有彼此互相的这个交谈
，If you do not ask question and concerning something that we do not think that is true.
啊，那么就是我们觉得有些是啊不合乎道理的啊，但是我们又不问清楚对方的话。
So that's why for us we need to learn this from the members during that time.
啊，所以我们就是要学习当时候啊，他们问彼得的这件事。
But because of God's will, then God settled their heart and God settled everything, so they came to understand that God's will was also for the Gentile to believe.
啊，因为这是出于神的旨意啊，所以啊，他们认出啊，这个神啊，也要是外邦人，他们能够听到而且受洗。
Actually, when Peter defended what he did, he said exactly what he saw in the vision.
啊，彼得啊，给他们啊这个答案就是他啊辩证啊，他怎样子借着异象所看见的这些事。
He did not exaggerate anything.
啊，他没有啊这个夸大其词的来讲超过他所看的异象。
Many times for us also, everything we receive from God, right? We should just say just enough what God declared to us or what God have shown to us.
啊，所以只要这个我们啊从神啊看到这个异象或者异梦啊，我们就这样子啊这个啊简单的啊就是讲出来就对了。
Because sometimes when we hear testimony and things like that, sometimes we tend to exaggerate, try to make, you know, things more sound better than it actually is.
啊，有时候我们提到这个见证的时候啊，有时候呢我们会比较啊加以这个渲染啊，这个夸大其词啊，比这个事实呢啊还更大。更加的夸张。
But actually, it's not necessary.
啊，那么这是不需要的。
Whatever we heard, we should say. Whatever we see, we should say exactly the way it is.
啊，我们所听到的，或者是我们所说的，啊，就照着我们所知道、所看见说就对了。
So during this time, you can see in verse chapter 11, verse 17.
啊，所以看这个十一章的第十七节。
If therefore God gave them the same gift as He gave us when He was believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could not withstand God? Verse 18.
啊，十八节。
When they heard these things, they became silent and they glorified God, saying, "Then God has also granted to the Gentile repentance to life." So during this time, when Peter explained to him, not only that they saw the vision, but also during the service, they also received the same Holy Spirit as they have before.
啊，所以彼得见证呢，不仅是他自己看到神的异象啊，就是啊，在听到的时候呢，神也同样给外邦人这个圣灵啊这件事情来向众弟兄做见证。
And because of this, that's why Peter said, "Who am I to withstand against God?"
啊，所以彼得啊就提出一个问题啊，他说 啊，这个啊，那么我是谁啊，能够拦阻神呢？
So because of this wisdom, and then really he silenced all the apostles and all the brethren during that time.
啊，所以因为他这样子的智慧啊，所以众人听见就不再说话了。
And then they be able to glorify God's name, saying that God also give the Gentile the repentance of life.
啊，他们只归荣耀给神，而且说这样看来，神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命。
So during this time, it seemed that the gospel spread all over the place.
啊，所以这样看起来就是当时候神的恩，神的这个道理啊，传遍各处去。
And the apostles, including Peter, they worked mightily for God during that time.
啊，所以当时候的使徒啊，他们是大得到能力啊，到处宣讲神的福音。
That's why in verse 19 say, now those who were scattered after the persecution, they arose over Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only.
啊、所以十九节说，那些因为斯提凡的事遭患难四散的门徒、啊、就直走到这腓尼基和基比路跟安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
Actually, during that time, even though they know the salvation already come to the Gentile,
啊，虽然说他们也知道啊，这个福音已经传到外邦人中了。
But those who scattered all over the place, they still afraid to speak. They still only preach.The gospel to the Jews.
啊，但是遭患难四散的门徒啊，他们只有向这犹太人讲。
Actually, that's why for us, when we, you know, most of the believers who first came to the United States.
啊，就像我们教会的信徒啊，刚到美国的时候。
Of course, the most comfortable for, way for us to preach is preach to Asian people.
啊，我们刚开始也是都是向这亚洲人来传福音。
Even though we know the gospel is for everybody.
啊，虽然说我们知道这福音是给每一个民族的。
So just like here, because they are Jewish descent, so they only, you know, preach to the Jewish people during that time.
啊，就像当时候的这个弟兄们啊，他们既然是犹太人，所以他们只有向犹太人开口讲道。
Because that's the culture they know, and that's the language they speak, and they feel comfortable doing that.
啊，因为他们啊，这个用同样的文化，同样的语言。啊、他们也接着这样做比较、啊、合他们的意思。
But nevertheless we can see in verse 21 and the hand of the Lord was with them and a great number believed and turned to the Lord、
啊、那么21节说主与他们同在信而归主的人就很多了。
But then verse 22 then the news of this thing came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch
22节说这风声传到这耶路撒冷教会的人当中他们就打发巴拿巴出去走到安提阿为止。
See, again, this time we hear the name Barnabas.
啊，这个时候我们听到这个巴拿巴的声音。
You know that Barnabas is a man full of the Holy Spirit and faith.
啊，这个说圣经讲说巴拿巴是个好人被圣灵充满大有信心。
So when he went all the way to Antioch, many people also come to believe during that time.
那、啊、所以他到安提阿的时候就有很多人他们信主归啊归神了。
So this is very important for a worker.
啊、那么这个对、神的功能是很重要。
Can you imagine if the church sent Barnabas somewhere and he caused division and dissension among brothers and sisters and then he's and then you know for him to be sent is useless、
啊、因为我们都是想象、啊、说是派巴拿巴、啊、到各处去、啊、那么造成很多教会的纷争、啊、问题、啊、那这样子我们差派他出去又是做什么呢？
But because Barnabas was a good person
啊、但是这里说巴拿巴他是个好人。
Then you can see that he encouraged all the, you know, he encouraged all the members there. So because he encouraged them, then many of them came to the Lord.
啊、而且是带有信心啊，所以呢，他啊，在他的这个鼓励之下，有很多人他们就归服了主。
But then we know in verse 25, then Barnabas depart from Tarsus, depart for Tarsus to seek Saul.
那么二十五节，他又往大树去啊，找扫罗。
So we know that during this time that it was God's will for Paul to come out to preach to the Gentile.
啊，所以当时候是出于神的旨意啊，是这个保罗能够出来向外邦人传福音做见证。
Because during this time maybe it's all already about 12 to 15 years already before I mean after Saul was sent to Tarsus.
啊，因为这个啊距离啊，当时候啊这个打发扫罗回到大树他的本乡去，这时候已经过了十多年的时间了。
And then we know from chapter 11 that in Antioch is first when the disciple was called Christian.
啊，然后我们也知道说门徒称为基督徒啊，是从安提阿开始。
And we know from verse 12 on, and then we know this is the ministry of Paul.
啊，所以呢，可以知道就是说啊，这啊圣经所记载的啊，就是那、啊、这个保罗传福音的开始。
Because from chapter 1 to from when the time that Saul was converted, his name was always Saul until.In chapter 12, when the church sent him out to go out and preach, then his name became Paul.
啊，因为这个从第一章到十一章啊，记载啊，这扫罗啊啊，这个虽然说他归主了啊，还是名字叫扫罗，直到第十二章啊，他被派出去啊传福音的时候才叫保罗。
Actually, if you look back in the ministry of Peter,
啊，但是我们看一下这个彼得他传福音的经过。
Even though he's only a fisherman, but we know that God used him mightily.
啊，虽然说他是个渔夫啊，但是神大大的使用他。
So because of this, every single one of us, I'm sure we are much more educated than Peter.
啊，我相信我们每一个人都比彼得啊受更多的教义。
But if we are filled with the Holy Spirit and also we are full of wisdom.God will continue to use us to preach the gospel.
啊，若是我们是有被圣灵充满啊，而且有智慧啊，神也会大大的使用我们。
Even though right now it seems everything is quiet.
啊，虽然说目前为止好像啊都是这个安静的，没有什么发生事情。
Few people are baptized in our church, and every church is in the United States.
啊，现在我们啊这个真耶稣教会在美国啊很少人受洗。
But this is a time to cultivate ourselves.
啊，但是这个也是我们大家好灵修的时候。
This is a time to work in one heart and one accord.
啊，大家好同心啊，来信望神的福音的时候。
So when the time comes that God will use us, and then we'll be ready to be used.
啊，所以到神的时候啊啊成熟了，那么神要用我们，我们就已经准备好了。
So、we're going to come up and pray together.
啊，这时候我们到前面一起来祷告。
We continue to pray for the outreach and passing work in the Northern California area.
啊，我们继续为北州的宣道。啊，跟牧养教会的工作来祷告。
Since I've been here, Avis, we were hoping that on Wednesday night, because we pray more, that more people will come to join us for services.
啊，我们希望这个因为礼拜三的聚会，我们多祷告啊，也因此呢，能够鼓励更多人来聚会。
But so far, the numbers of attendees is still the same on Wednesday night and Friday night.
啊，但是好像到目前为止，礼拜三跟礼拜五，那、啊、这个聚会的人数啊，没有增多。
So for those of us who are here every week, please continue to pray for our brethren.
啊，所以我们参加礼拜三、礼拜晚上聚会的弟兄姐妹，我们要为其他的这个教会的弟兄姐妹祷告。
So because without God moving their heart, it's impossible for them to have the strength to come to have services with us.
啊，所以说神啊，这个啊，这个激励他们的心。啊，要不然的话，他们来聚会都很难。
So we must intercede for them.
啊，所以我们要为他们来代求。
We must pray in love and in faith.
啊，我们要用这个爱心跟信心来代求。
So only then that God can hear prayer.
那么只有这样，神才会听我们的祷告。
Let's come up to pray.
啊，那现在我们到前面来祷告。